Welcome back to Give Yourself a Break. My name is Anya Haas. I'm your host. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, let's talk about how to handle your life, your situations, when it's very hard to handle at that moment of your life. When you experience stress at work, stress at home, arguing with your partner, arguing with other family members, at some point you'll come to the solution, to the solution, either about yourself or about others. You either will tend to blame others for the occurrences of your life, or you'll take everything on you, making yourself believe that you are not good enough. If you would be just a little bit better, if you were a little bit wiser, it could have been different. So how to handle all of those situations with yourself? Because when all of this stress happens, you push yourself to the limits, and your mind relentlessly keeps adding thoughts that in turn trigger emotions, and those negative emotions trigger you again from inside, and again mind gets triggered, and you constantly are in this adrenaline rush. And the negative emotions invite more of negative occurrences in your life, and here you go again, it's closing some kind of cycle. And with this cycle, it's relentlessly never ending, because when something breaks, the cycle starts all over. So when you follow the same pattern, the same emotions, and the same conclusions about yourself, you will never be able to get yourself out from it and experience different life. Sometimes it almost feels like a game that has a beginning, middle, and end, and you can really recognize all of those parts of this game when you become very analytical and will be able to push yourself a little bit back to see the perspectives. You'll be able to pinpoint what happens and that why it happens like this in your life. One is for sure, this cycle will not end without your conscious decision, without you deciding that you consciously want to create a shift and experience something different in your life. This conscious decision is necessary because all of the patterns, all of the programs, they are ingrained within your unconscious mind. There are some things that you experience in your childhood, and through some of those experiences that you had in your childhood, you made conclusion about yourself. So let's say if you experienced some kind of complaint about yourself, somebody said something hurtful to you, it triggered through that some emotions, hurtful emotions within you, you might have developed a conclusion about yourself that you must be not good enough. And because of that conclusion, this conclusion stayed within yourself as an internal program, as a unconscious program, and it shows up in your adult life over and over again. So if you concluded about yourself that you are not good enough, not lovable enough, or not trusty enough, then you'll trigger from outside, and you invite into your life occurrences that would support your belief system. If you believe that you're not lovable enough, maybe you'll invite people that would remind you about how unlovable you are. Or if you don't want to be controlled, but in your unconscious mind there is a stored belief system that somebody in the past controlled you, you might invite into your life experience people that will make you feel that you are out of control, or they control you. Or if you decided that you can't trust in your life anyone, you will have situations that will happen to you that will show you and support that belief system. So in that situations, you'll have occurrences that you could say to yourself, I know I can't trust, I can't love, I can't just let go. So it's almost like you always have to have this guard, this protection guard that is saving you from others, from people that can hurt your feelings, that can reject you, that will not be supportive. So when you start looking deeper into that beliefs, into all of these beliefs, you will start recognizing that it's inside of you. That it's not the entire world to be blamed for, but there is something within yourself that is unresolved, that is concluded about yourself and about your life experience, and that which is hurtful is inside of yourself. And in order to resolve everything that is outside, this, what is inside, needs to be resolved first. And when you start realizing that this internal program just keeps going on, you will naturally start shifting from the outside to refocus on yourself. And that's the beauty of the self-work, that it always makes you shift and changes because your perception through your awareness changes and shifts. So from outside focus, you'll be able to notice how quickly you become focused on the inside of yourself and recognize the patterns. So if you hear it for the first time, you might think, oh, what is she talking about? This is not like that. So you may not want to believe in any words I say. And that's okay. I'm not asking you to believe in every word I say, but I'm asking you to consider. I'm asking you to be curious enough to observe your own patterns, to observe your thoughts, your emotions, and your behaviors, because in that way, instead of listening to somebody else's voice, somebody else's from the outside again, you'll be able to listen to your own inner voice, recognizing, because when you start looking inside of yourself and recognizing those patterns, you'll be able to build your center, your inner strength based on that. Because you'll be able to shift many different feelings about your own self. And when you come to that point of exhaustion, the point of unhappiness, the point of, oh my gosh, I can't handle my life anymore, I'm asking you to give yourself a break. Give yourself a break to break down, to break down into yourself, to break into the center of yourself. And that is the only way for you to shift things in your outside world. So when you give yourself a break, find space, a quiet space for yourself. Don't run away from anything. Face yourself. Face your feelings, face your emotions, go to your center. When it comes to that point that you can't handle yourself, drop the work. Because every time you start working, every time you are doing something manual or even go shopping and just glance through the stores, you are rubbing yourself off from the moments that actually you could go deep into yourself to find natural healing space and natural healing process, because it is a process. So when it becomes uncomfortable, that's the moment to look inside. So talk to your mind and decide to give yourself permission to come to that state of readiness to release the old patterns that are still running within you. You don't need to experience pain, discomforts, sadness, frustration, over and over the same. It all depends on you. So you can follow and speak loudly with me. I'm ready and I'm releasing the old patterns within me that made me experience hardship, pain, led to physical and mental discomforts. I'm letting go of all that I've stored within that weighed so much. I'm letting go of all of the heavy thoughts about myself, about my life, and about all of the outside world. I'm forgiving myself for hurting my own self with negative thoughts, with negative feelings about myself. I love myself. In fact, I love myself. I accept myself. No matter how it was in the past, in that moment now, I'm letting go all that was holding me back. Each breath cleanses the old feelings of stress. Each breath cleanses the old feeling of fear. Each breath brings trust into my life, trust that my life will take care of me, lead me, guide me. I'm always divinely protected. I love and accept myself. All stress is melted. With each breath, I find myself relaxing more and more into my life. I'm no longer afraid of life. I find harmony and peace within myself. This peace and harmony create a strong center within me. I can come back to that center, that feeling of the peace. I no longer give permission to stress to create tension in my life, lead to distress. I create a new story about myself, a story that I choose harmony, peace, and trust. I come back to that peacefulness in my heart. I come back to that peacefulness in my center. I'm forgiving and releasing the old patterns within me that made me experience hardships, pain, led to physical and mental discomforts. I'm letting go all that I store within myself that weighed so much. I'm letting go of all of my heavy thoughts about myself, about others, and about the outside world. I'm forgiving myself for hurting my own self with negative thoughts and feelings about myself. I love myself. In fact, I love myself and I accept myself. No matter how it was in the past, in that moment now, I'm letting go all that was holding me back. Each of my breath cleanses the old feelings of stress and fear. Each breath brings trust to my life, trust that my life cares for me, leads me, guides me. I feel divinely protected in my life. All stress is melted. I'm no longer afraid of life. I find harmony and peace. This peace and harmony create a strong center within me. I can come back to that feeling of peace. This peace melts all stress within me. I no longer give permission to stress to come and create tension, lead to distress, I create a new story about myself, a story of love, peace, harmony, a story of trust. I come back to that peacefulness in my heart. Thank you for being here. Thank you for breathing with me. Thank you for all that you do in your life. Till next time.